In this bulletin, the International Criminal Court says it has jurisdiction to investigate suspected war crimes in the Palestinian territories. WA's bushfire downgraded to a watch and act. And Canadian actor Christopher Plummer dies at the age of 91. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The International Criminal Court has ruled that it has jurisdiction to investigate suspected war crimes in the Palestinian territories. Palestinians are calling the move a victory, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denounced the ICC as a political body.
It outrageously claims that when Jews live in our homeland, this is a war crime. Second, it claims that when democratic Israel defends itself against terrorists who murder our children, rocket our cities, we're committing another war crime. Yet the ICC refuses to investigate brutal dictatorships like Iran and Syria, who commit horrific atrocities almost daily. As Prime Minister of Israel, I assure you, we will fight this perversion of justice with all our might.
Victoria is reviewing the ventilation systems at its quarantine hotels to try to stop COVID-19 from leaking into the community. Hotel quarantine workers will now be required to wear face shields and surgical masks. The shields are designed to stop infections occurring through the eyes through airborne transmission. Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says specialist workers are being employed to review the ventilation systems.
We have employed an occupational physician, a specialist in this area. It's a very specialised area, and they will work with the engineers on looking at each of the hotel ventilation systems.
The Labor Party is continuing to call for quarantine facilities to be set up away from Australia's big cities. The federal government is considering a proposal from Queensland to set up a quarantine facility in the regional city of Toowoomba, 125 kilometres west of Brisbane. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government must play a greater role and have quarantine occur away from the big population centres.
Common sense tells you that if you have quarantine at hotels in the CBDs of our capital cities and regional cities, then that represents a greater risk than if you have a common sense approach of trying to ensure that people are kept in more appropriate facilities, like Howard Springs, like other facilities that have been recommended.
The World Health Organization says the number of people who've received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine is now higher than the number of people infected. But WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warns more needs to be done to help all countries, as three-quarters of people vaccinated are only in 10 countries.
The longer it takes to vaccinate those most at risk everywhere, the more opportunity we give the virus to mutate and evade vaccines. In other words, unless we suppress the virus everywhere, we could end up back at square one.
More than 200 firefighters have brought the bushfire in the Perth Hills under control, with the fire downgraded from an emergency to a watch and act. The fire destroyed at least 86 homes and burned almost 11,000 hectares. The European Union has condemned Russia for expelling three diplomats for joining a protest in support of jailed opposition activist Alexei Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry says the three diplomats from Germany, Sweden and Poland took part in what it called illegal demonstrations on the 23rd of January. The expulsions were announced just a few hours after EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell met the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. Canadian actor Christopher Plummer, who's best known for his role as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music, has died at the age of 91. Plummer died at his home in Connecticut with his wife Elaine Taylor at his side. The actor had a long career, appearing in more than 100 films, and in 2012 he became the oldest actor to win an Oscar for the film Beginners.
You know, my mother once predicted that that I would have to wait to be a very old man before receiving a recognition in our profession. She was absolutely right, of course.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, rain with possible heavy falls and 25 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, cloudy and 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, similar conditions, 26. Sydney, mostly sunny, 29. Newcastle, similar, 29 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, a possible morning storm and showers, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.